Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I said it. The nerve. Who does she think she is? Happiness Specialist. Impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's very possible. Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but most importantly, a student. Ongoing. Always growing, expanding, oh, learning. Oh, it's endless. The journey is endless. The lessons are endless. The growth is endless. And so that is really, that's life. It's just experiences, no judgments, next experience. And the practice is to live, be, stay in the moment. Because if you are living in the moment, why am I yelling at you so early? We were just introduced and I'm already yelling at you. Gee, how rude of me. Oh, let me just back up. This is my introduction. I don't need to, no need to make enemies right off the bat. Anyway, back to the what is the challenge? What is enlightenment? Enlightenment is knowing the truth of who you are and your purpose on this planet. And it's a real simple one: is to be an expression of the universe. Be an expression. You want to use another term, God, whatever term you want. I use the term universe, source, higher power, spirit. It's all the same to me. And the practice is not getting so caught up in words. But let me just get back to this introduction. Happiness Specialist, okay? How does she know that? Who granted her that title? Well, I gave it to myself. Happiness, the good news is, when I talk about happiness, I'm referring to a personal vibration, a personal energy of contentment. You all know how that feels in that space of a lot of deep exhaling. Your shoulders are down, you're relaxed, you feel a sense of gratitude and connection, and you know all is right in the world. That's what I'm talking about when I say an energy of contentment. And so that energy of contentment is a practice. It's just like any other practice, from being a professional athlete or a musician or a speaker, a writer, a landscaper, a painter, a chef. It's a practice. And it's the same with happiness, contentment, and inner peace. It is a practice. Isn't that good news? I think it's great. It's a practice. And so when you recognize that anyone can practice, and what do you have to do? Just prioritize and make a commitment to the practice. Change happens when you are inspired to behave or act in a different way than you have been for decades. And the good news is, when I say happiness is a, or I don't even know if I said it, yeah, happiness is a practice skill, inner peace is a practice skill, contentment is a practice skill. So it's really about what are you practicing. And it comes down to, the practice comes down to what is the truth and what is not. simple. Can we make or can we start a creation based on truth as opposed to based on falsehood? And this knowing the truth and really knowing and being rooted in the truth is a big, big, big step in being able to practice on a continual level of basis, practice feeling, having that energy, that vibration of contentment. That is an ongoing practice. So see, I don't ask for goals, New Year's resolutions. Oh, I'd like to be living over here. How much money in the bank? Or travel? No, no, no. I ask, give me more consciousness. Can I practice having even more trust, if that's possible? Can I practice? Can you grant me the practice of even more expansion and self-awareness? And the ability to surrender. Oh, let me share this story with you. I have to share this story. This just happened yesterday. And see, when I say happiness is a practice skill, it is an ongoing practice in the moment. So I'm sitting with someone, and they're family. So these are people that you can't get rid of. Well, you can't get rid of. You can distance yourself, but you know, anyway. But see, listen, anytime I am in the presence of, I don't care what type of person, you know, let's label them difficult, a difficult person. It's my responsibility to keep the peace, not theirs. So this particular person, and it's on me, because I'm a jokester. I'm a jokester on air, online, and I'm a jokester in my personal life too. I can be quite annoying. I've heard. I can be quite irritating. Anyway, back to the story. So I do this, and this woman is older than I am, and so I do this joke when we meet somebody new. And I say, you know, I'm 68, and I say, well, she's 93. Well, she's not 93. She's a young, very young, 80, I think 83. But I joke, and I say, she's 98, she's 95. And then finally, and you know, the last couple of times that has happened, and it doesn't happen all the time, it's just when we go out, maybe we meet somebody new and we're talking, and I do that little joke. It's the same kind of running joke that I share when I'm exercising. I've been saying this joke forever too. It's we're in the middle of class and we're moving and we're doing something that's strenuous, and I say, take a break, and everybody relaxes and take a break, and then I say, break's over, in less than 10 seconds. You know, that kind of personality, that's really who I am most of the time. But really, I say that I'm 5 seconds away from laughing at any moment. But anyway, back to the story. So I said that, I made my regular joke about, you know, look at, she's 90-something. And then finally, she tells me after months, I mean, I've been doing this ongoing joke. I have jokes for everybody. Ah, now that I'm listening to myself say it. It's almost cringeworthy. If I was embarrassed, if I had that embarrassment gene, I would be embarrassed. But luckily, I don't have that anymore. And what's the only reason why people get embarrassed anyway? There's only one reason, is because you care what someone else thinks. So I said my joke, and she turned and attacked me like you would not believe. Why do you always say that? What is the reason? Do you get a kick out of making me feel bad? Do you? And me just on and on and on, and really was admonishing me for the smart-ass comment that I made, the smart-ass joke. And see, where I would think it's funny and someone else would think it's funny, everyone doesn't think it's funny, and that's on me. So what did I have to do? I had to back all the way down. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, and when I say you're the one that's the most powerful, you are the one that's the most powerful. And the truth is, the truth in that moment, I was responsible for calming everything down. I was responsible for bringing everything back. And all I did, and I mean head down, hands clasped together in the prayer position, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm even with a softer voice. I'm sorry, it's my fault. I joke like that with everybody. It's not personal. You do that with everybody? I say, yes, I know. That's who I am. But I will never, this is what I said. I said, I will never, ever make that joke again. I must have said I'm sorry at least 10 to 15 times. And I said it from my heart. I didn't just, I'm sorry. No, I really meant it. And I felt responsible for all of it. And I am responsible for that. And I am responsible for keeping the peace, especially if I'm practicing self-awareness, and especially if this happiness and contentment is number one, and I'm telling you it is. So it's regardless, and whether it's a family member, whether it's a waitress, whether it's a gas station attendant, whoever you run across, you are responsible for keeping that peace. And let me share another quick story, because we're going to get into this, what's true and what's false. And that's one of the biggest reasons. Oh, and if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in, I always forget to give this number at the beginning of the show. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And press the number 1 if you would like to join the show. And if you're listening on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. So back to the being responsible for the difficult people. And the good news is there's a lot of good news. The book that I'm publishing in less than a month, it's final stages, editor, we're going to the formatting as we speak, formatting in the next couple of days, picking out a cover. I already know the cover. What I want the cover to look like. Remember the Matrix movie, where in the beginning of the movie, where Neo was looking at the computer screen and all the computer programs were coming down. It's kind of a green little sliding, rainy look. That's going to be the cover of the book, Program for Unhappiness. Woohoo! See, now you have a little insight. Anyway, where was I? Back to difficult people. So in that book, I talk about. If I have all of that power, I'm the most powerful, and so are you, my dear audience. When you are that aware, when you are self-aware, you have the most power. So going all the way down, bowing all the way down, surrendering all the way, and let me tell you this, pride does not get in the way. If there is an ounce of pride that you have, know that you might as well be drinking poison. You pride and peace cannot live in the same house. So I have no problem going all the way down, absolutely no pride. It was all my fault, which it was, all my fault. I'm very, very sorry. I even lowered my voice because, I'm very loud. I lowered my voice. I'm sorry, to the softest tone I could. And I was begging for her forgiveness, and I promised I would never, ever joke like that again. And I have to say that there are some residuals, meaning, moments, the ego, the program is to hold on to moments and hold on and keep talking about it. But the practice is to express, rejoice, and respond quickly and rejoice quickly and let go quickly and move on to the next moment. I was just sharing an insight. So I have a question. The topic today is truth or false. And so what is true and what is false? Is it true? Oh, and the queen, and one of the leading teachers on the planet, if you haven't heard of her, her name is Byron Katie, spelled B-Y-R-O-N, Katie, K-A-T-I-E. And so her entire website or share is really honing in on what's the truth and what's false and how that is so important. So this is the question. When I was talking about the woman getting upset with me, is it true that she was angry and she used what I said my jokes or my jokes. I can even say my assholeness, my jokiness, because sometimes people tell me, no, Rebecca, everything isn't funny. No, Rebecca, there are some things that just aren't funny. And people are really very serious about that. And so being accepting of all types of people is another practice. So accepting and surrendering and being, in other words, meeting these people where they are. And being okay with meeting them where they are. And they're not any better. They're not any worse than I am or better, you know, judging. They're not any better and I'm not any worse than they are. We're just different. We're just at different stages of development. Just like a six-month-old is different than a six-year-old. And that's it. So judgment, and it's still an ongoing practice, judgment can be eliminated when I practice looking at these people and they're just at whatever stage they are, and it's up to me, to meet them. So let's get back to meet them where they are. If people don't understand me, people don't get me. And no, that's not their responsibility to get you or understand you. Because who can? It's not easy explaining. It's not easy explaining, especially coming from a program and trying to explain to other people coming from a program. So how about we connect energetically? Because that never, ever, that passes all smell tests. You can feel the energy whether you're connecting with someone or not. Easy, very quickly. I know I can. Anyway, let me get back to the whether this is true or false. So she was angry and blamed my behavior on why she was angry. Now, is that the truth? The answer is no. When people get angry, I know the program is to look and say, it's because of this, and attach whatever story you want. Or I'm lonely, attach whatever story you want. And I'm begging you to be open to practicing letting go of all of your stories. And I'll give you a perfect example. I was on the phone with someone very, very accomplished. I can't even do a pinky of what they do. I mean, as far as technical, marketing, public relations, setting up, pages. That's just not me. It's just not me. What was my point? Oh, but this person is just amazing. And we were talking, and then they made a comment, which was, years ago. Here we go. Years ago, I was playing small, and I'm paraphrasing, but I was playing small or only allowing myself to be small, or I was small, something to the effect, and she or he believed that, yes, I'm small. And so that's what I'm talking about, these stories that the ego comes and tries to pitch to you. That the reason why something is happening or something is not happening or a manifestation is here or not here, it's because of something I'm doing or not doing. I'm sabotaging. I'm blocking. That's not true. You cannot block what God has planned for you. You cannot sabotage what God has planned for you. Now, some would say, you're wrong, Rebecca. And guess what? I would agree. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm just giving you an insight of what I practice. And I practice not attaching not one story to anything throughout the day. Can you imagine just going throughout the day with that? I'm not saying I don't have the stories, but they float in and out of my head like a cloud. Let me get back to knowing what's true and what's false. Let's talk about that. Again, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Here we go, the questions. And if you're on Wisdom, you can just ask to join the show. The four questions that when you have a story and you're believing the story as to why, or you use the word because, that word because is a hint, is a clue. It's a clue that what entity are you using to express who is authoring what comes after that word because? Who's authoring whatever that is? And really, that's a question. Who is that? Is that God? When does God answer your questions after because? Sometimes God says because it's my will. God's always joking with me. And anyway, back to the four questions. So ask yourself, are these stories in my head that will not stop? Are they true? So back to this person about talking about being small or playing small, it has nothing to do with anything. That's just another story that's not true. The truth is, whatever is happening in the moment, it's just time for it to happen. Manifestations happen when it's time. And no, you're not manifesting anything. Oh, did she? What? She didn't say. No way she said that. We're not going to let her get away with that. We're not going to let her get it. Where's my water? Hold on, audience.
Here I come. I'm back.
Oh, how rude of me to leave my audience in the middle of a show. Excuse me while I gulp the water, spring water. Hold on a second. Ah, very good. Okay. Oh, there's a question. Let me just go through these questions really quick, and I'll go right to you in the queue. The queue, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1. And then as soon as I read these questions, I'll go to you in the queue. So Byron Katie encourages her audience, or anyone who's listening, she encourages you to ask the question, is it true? And when you ask that question, you pause. Just take a pause. And you don't even have to try to come up with an answer right off the bat. I was in a washroom, a public bathroom, and the mother was, had the little kid, and wash your hands or you'll get germ, you'll get sick. All of that programming that everybody, including myself, received. And you wonderful, cute little people, wonderful, cute, cute, cute little people with the germs and having to wash your hands a lot. I mean, that's just another program. And it's something that you were programmed to do. And the good news is to be able to recognize, to put a spotlight on the program. Okay, the first question is this true? The second question is just as powerful as the first. Can you absolutely know that it is true? So if the kid doesn't wash their hands, are they going to get sick? If the kid doesn't wash their hands, they're going to be germs on their hands, yes, but this wash your hands or you're going to get sick, or the other one I remember when I was growing up, don't leave the house with your head wet, if you get out of the shower and your hair is still wet. Don't go outside with your head wet, you'll get sick. It's just constant. And then the third question that she asks is, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? When you believe that if you don't wash your hands, you'll get sick? Or if you walk outside with your head wet, you'll get sick. What do you? How do you react when you believe that thought? And then the fourth question is, who would you believe without the thought? So the questions that you ask yourself, and it is continuous. There are no breaks here, people. You don't get any time off. you don't get any vacation. No break, no lunch, nothing. Being aware, self-aware, and consciousness, and being conscious and living consciously is exhausting. Well, it's actually, when you practice it all the time, it becomes part of who you are. Being conscious in every moment without a program, it just becomes who you are. Okay, let me get to my caller. Very patient. Thank you for being patient. Hold on, I have to push this button so everyone can hear you, and then I push this button over here. Area code 780. You're live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome, welcome. Hello. Hello, area code 780. Hello. Hello, going once. Or was I talking so long that they forgot they were on hold? Area code 780. Your hand is up and you want to speak with me? Or is this April Fool's? Let's see. Going once. Area code 780. Hello. All right. Be like that. And you see, it's never personal. I'll go back to them in a minute. But let's get back to the four questions about, scratch the four questions. So the first two questions are the same. Is it true? How do you know it's true? So my question to you, my dear audience, is, we talked last week about this separation, separating yourself from the ego, and I'm here to tell you that that is one of the keys, a big, big, big reason, high on the list, top of the mountain, to be able to separate yourself from this human ego that is constantly chirping, that never, ever, ever shuts the up. Never. Separating yourself from that voice, not identifying. And I talk about separation I've been talking about it in nauseam forever. And it is the key, though. It is the practice that is on the top of the list. And can you imagine when we were younger getting that question, who's talking? Who is this? Is this God's voice, or is this my ego's small, limited conscious identity? Let me go back to this caller and see if they're here. Area code, hold on a second. Okay, let me do this. No, I don't want to mute.
Hello? Hello?
There. Hello. You are. Yay!
Hey, sorry about
are.
That.
Oh, I'm so glad I went back. Hey, Jay.
It's great to listen to you again. And, yeah, it's a really good topic right now. I think it's really important that we know or feel from a gut level what truth is and what false is, if you want to call that. But, you know, there's also, I think, action needs to be taken when you're actually when you're older, is to investigate that. If it doesn't feel right, investigate it. Do some research on it. You know, I find that.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young,
yeah,
we were programmed that we didn't have any resources because we didn't know how to do that. Okay? When we were young, we don't know what's right and what's wrong and what's truth and what's false. And I'm finding we've got the resources of the internet or the library, but I feel that what can persuade us from the truth or fault is, you know, either it's gaslighting, which is basically try to psychologically abuse you in some sort of way to say it's not true or not false, and you stop right there because of constant fear or trauma from that point of view. So if you go from a state of like emotional response to it to a calmness state, I feel that you can actually achieve more that way and be not objective, but being open to different views. And what, for me, if I'm looking for, here's a good thing. So when I'm looking for a certain piece, let's say equipment or maybe a, something maybe for your place that you're renting right now, cupboards, for example, okay? So if you look at the different cupboard makers around your area, you do investigation of, okay, what is the pricing, what is the quality, you know, what are people saying about it, right? You can use that as a basis for truth of what you want from that, to say, cabinet maker. But sometimes now you get a question, okay, well, if one site is saying that, what about other sites that are picking data from that site and saying the same thing? So, I mean, you got to look at that way. You know, it's, so right now, I just feel that using my gut instinct for things and questioning it when it doesn't feel right is, I think, the best way to go right now for me. Yeah.
I love that. And so you're saying using your intuition, using your gut. And so the practice is that we all have it. We all have this intuition, and it's just getting away from it. And the practice is just to use it. Use it all the time. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've decided to go shopping or pick up some food and then gotten to the store, even if it's a 15-minute drive, and just said, nope, not feeling like going in. Nope, not feeling like, it's countless, and I just turn around. I don't think about it. I don't have a story to it, just not feeling it. And one of the things that you said, though, and I like to go, you know, you last time, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but you gave a perfect example of something specific, and we were talking about death, and we were talking about how death is just change and it's not a loss. And so can we get to something, if you don't mind sharing, Jay, that you used to believe was true and it is just false, would you, if you feel inspired to share? And during your growth and during your, you know, just personal growth, you discover that it is not the truth.
Well, I think what now is, I think for myself is that there's some sort of plan or agenda going on right now, and I feel from all different points of vectors of information that it's pointing to that agenda, whatever the agenda that's out there right now, and I just investigate it and research it to the point where I just make observations. You're basically testing your question in a way. Okay, is that true? Is that true? Not about yourself, but is that true that's going out, what's going on right now? Is it true?
Right.
Okay. Or even when someone questions your values, is that true? Like, why do you believe in that? Why do you believe in this?
Yes,
and then,
exactly.
But like, don't get emotional about it, because it'll sway you into that. It'll sway your decision then, or it'll change it in some sort of way, because you question yourself then as well. I think it's also about trust. Also, trust in yourself. And
well,
I keep saying this right now.
What you're saying,
go ahead.
You're bringing a lot of good points in. So what you're saying is, number one, if somebody questions you, and not to take anything personally. What I wanted to say too is, this is really getting all the way down, getting down to the least common denominator. So when somebody tells me that they're going to call me later on, I'll call you this evening, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and they don't call, does that mean that they don't care about me? does that mean that they're inconsiderate? Does that mean that they are rude or whatever? This is really what I want the audience to get a hold of. Question all of it. No, that doesn't mean that they don't care about you. But the program is that if you don't behave in a certain way, I as a program robot, yes, I said that out loud, I as a program robot am going to start to believe the programming, which means that if you don't do A, B, C, or D, that means that you don't care or that means something. And I'm here to tell you that those are the stories that I implore you, beg of you to drop and let go of. Does that make sense, Jay?
Yeah. It does.
So are there any conclusions? So putting a conclusion, to especially talking about someone else, is for their reason, for their behavior, coming up with a conclusion for their behavior and their reasoning, unless you are them. I mean, it could be 100 things. They forgot. Maybe they are too tired. Maybe they are inspired. Maybe they don't want to call. And if is that a problem? If somebody that I claim to love, and oh, now you don't want to talk to me on the phone, but at noon you said you did, now I'm going to pout about it? No. See,
no.
You say that you love me, then it's the total acceptance package here.
Expectation. There's an expectation nowadays, I think, I think it's through technology mostly, is that if you text somebody, you want explain or something back right away, a response back right away.
Well, and see that is the program. And so here we go.
True.
Now we're talking some real stuff. And here we go. Mm-hmm. When I meet anyone new, and I met a new guy the other day at the bank, nice guy. We were just chatting and making each other laugh right off the bat. So we exchanged numbers, but here we go. I told him, I do not talk on the phone. I said, don't call me, text me. And if you do text me, or when you do text me, sometimes I will not get back to you right away. Sometimes it may be the next day or in 2 days. In other words, it's my job to let these people know that this is who I am and this is how I ride and this is how I flow. Either you're down with it or you're not, and it's okay if you're not, but that's how I keep... That's a story how I keep the peace. But that's how I roll. And this whether or not somebody accepts me or not is a real number one. Accepting without any suggestions of what I need to do or what I should do or what I can do or how you didn't call me back. And sure enough, this gentleman that I just met a couple of days ago, where was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. He texted me, and then I texted him back hours later. Coming back to me, it's always my responsibility to keep the peace for all of my relationships. Does that make sense, Jay? Does that make sense, Wisdom? Does that make sense, anybody listening? Hello? So there's no blame on these people if they call you and you tell them to text. Then if they don't want to text, that's okay too. But that doesn't mean that, I don't know, I just have this thing about setting everything up and just so they're so very, very clear. You know who I am. I don't need to know who you are, but you definitely, this is who I am. True versus false. Sometimes the truth. Sometimes the story will make me believe that something is true when it's really not. And even that even goes to, it even goes to myself, knowing me. I mean, this Rebecca Norrington identity, this Rebecca Norrington character, boy, oh boy, is she picky about a lot of things. She's got a lot of preferences. But see, I'm not leaning and saying that's me either. That's me sometimes, but that's not who I am. I'm not going to give you a name and a title and titles after my name to tell you who I am. No, I'm the universe having a physical experience, having a human experience. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And you're the same, whether you know it or not. Yeah. Anything else? Anyone want to come up and speak, talk on from Wisdom? Do you want to share what you've experienced, whether this truth or false, and what do you believe that's true and false? And if you have had a belief, deep-rooted belief, and you found out, you pulled it up, and it was just a weed. That's happened to me a lot. It's so interesting that the truth is nourishing, that's what I want to say. Very, very filling. At least it feels like that for me.
Yeah. I find right now with the emergence of AI that it is going to be even harder to find, to discern what is truth and what is false now. Whether it's written by a computer program or is it written by a human.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking at, like down the road, like even right now and down the road. Yeah, am I talking to a real person or not a real person? I mean, you know, it's just
that's right. Oh, I saw that. Oh, I see what's down. I see what's around the corner. I'm in Vegas, and there's that big ball called the
Sphere.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and it, AI with the characters and then you can they look just like real people. And so 68 years old, I won't be around for the whole community of robots. Good luck with that. But who knows? Maybe I'll pop back in. Who knows? Oh, man. Back to that, though, Jay, I can't even do plastic plants. Everything has to be real. I won't have a plant if it's plastic. But that's just me. And I know a lot of people are really cool especially in the desert. The plastic grass looks great, but I just can't do plastic. So, but scratch that, because there it's here we go. You see, I can't do. You see that? You see who's saying that? Oh, that's the ego putting an identity of what I can't do. Caught him right in the act. You see how you have to stay on top of that ego? It'll take you up and take you in a whirlwind in a second. Stay on top of it. Don't let it dry.
Yes, I find that it's more in that, I guess, humanity's what is the truth of your reality. Right now.
Thank you.
We're
all
in that.
What is the truth of my reality? Reality is, am I living in more than one dimension? Let's even go there.
Yeah. Is it a lie, too?
Yeah.
So we can go there, too. Yeah. Yeah.
And I told you about, his name is Robert Sapolsky. Robert Sapolsky, Sapolsky. He's a professor at Stanford. Hold on a second. I think he retired, though. I think he retired. What is his? And his latest book, and you can go online because he's debated. One of my favorite debates. His latest book is called Determined, Determined, A Science of Life Without Free Will. oh, this guy debates scientifically the absence of free will. Yeah, it's really interesting. But anyway, you can go online on YouTube and come up with your own conclusions on that. I know I've talked about mine, and yes, if I had free will, everything would be looking a little bit different. So anyway, I'm lost for words, believe it or not. Any closing remarks? We went over truth or false, and so this exercise, this practice, is really an individual practice. What are you saying? What are you believing? What are you rooted in? Are your core beliefs, are they programs? So one of the programs is this word mistake. I tell you, I share that I don't even use that word mistake. That word mistake is a program. Are there any mistakes in the universe? Any mistakes made? Hello? Anyone out there? Any mistakes made in the universe? Yes or no? No. So I conclude, but you don't have to, I conclude there are no mistakes ever made. And with that, I am going to end today's show. Why? Because I can. Jay, I always thank you for calling in and for contributing. You are it's been 15 years at least, or almost 15 years, and we've grown up together, and I really appreciate you. I do. And every time you've called in and contributed to the show, every time.
You're welcome. Question everything. Anything.
Yeah.
That's what
right.
You
do. Oh. Oops. Yes. Did I do that? Anyway. Oh, okay. I'm pressing too many buttons at the same time. And in fact, if you haven't seen it, and I don't do movie referrals, but if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend Doctor Strange, the original. It came out in 2016. I have it on tape. Yeah, I have it on tape, though. It was on TV, and I taped it. And Doctor Strange, and one of the quotes, in fact, you can even look up some of the very profound quotes. It's kind of like The Matrix, but it's just a deeply profound, with a lot of good lessons, that's what I want to say, unprogrammed lessons. They even talk about the programming. And one of the famous quotes from the movie is before the character Doctor Strange goes into this place to be healed, his hands need to be healed. The gentleman that's leading him into this place of healing, he says, "Forget everything that you think you know. Forget everything that you think you know." And so that's where I'm coming from here. That's where I'm coming from with this show, true or false. Question, like Jay said earlier, question everything. Oh my goodness. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Oh, my goodness, audience. Oh, I can't believe this. I made a promise. And, Lord, here we go. Okay, so I made a promise, and I got an email. This is so crazy. See, this is what happens when you live in the moment and you don't take notes. So I received an email with questions. And I may have to bring you back on, Jay. So these are the questions, and they said they want to remain anonymous. And I promise to answer the questions in today's show. What a horrible host I am. Well, I did answer some of the questions yesterday. If you go on my YouTube channel, my son and I are starting a show. It's called Mother and Son Make Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. Okay. Mother and Son Make Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. It's on my YouTube channel. If you just go to Rebecca Norrington on YouTube and find that episode. This is episode 6 yesterday. So we did talk about these questions, but I said I was going to answer them on this show. And it's the end of the show, and I haven't even answered them. Oh, my gosh. So what do I do? You know what? I am going to answer them. They get fast forward to the end of the show. Okay, so here's the email, and here are the questions. I enjoy your show and your teaching. Thank you. Your website looks good. Okay, I have some questions for you, and I would like you to answer them there. I want to stay anonymous. What do you do? Okay, here we go. What do you do with the thought, fear, upset, frustration, anger around, I'm getting older, how long is this going to take for X, Y, and Z, my dreams, to happen? How do you get over anxiety, fear over getting older and, again, not looking as good for when your dreams do come true or not being able to enjoy them for that long? I love this. Aren't these great questions? See, this is reality spirituality. Good questions. And then they write, LOL, I just repeated myself. What if my dreams never happen? There are a lot of questions, aren't there? What if my dreams never happen? What if I did all of this work to build the dream before? And this is a time question. Any programming around there's a block building. There's a block blocking you from getting or doing X, Y, and Z. Why do I have to do so much spiritual growth and others don't have to? Woo! I love that question. And age and hitting a certain age and then no longer being able to have a baby possibly or having the energy for it. Looking forward to that book. Yes, the book that's coming out is called Program for Unhappiness. It'll be out in less than a month. Let me just say that within a month. It's really developed. Okay, why do some people have to be fully baked? Lots of limiting thoughts and complaints. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Yes, I do have to answer this. Now, let me just go back to, because I answered this on the show with my son, but I'm going to do a little bit deeper answering this. Number one, I'm going to start from noticing what other people are doing, noticing how far along other people are, their followers, their likes, their quotes, all of it. Noticing what anyone else is doing is a number one practice for disaster. You might as well just drink more poison and then shoot yourself in the foot and then get somebody to run you over with a truck. Oh, you see, I told you I'm 5 minutes away from, 5 seconds away from laughing, and that may not even be funny to you, but it was hella funny to me. So back to noticing what other people are doing. Oh, my goodness, I had the whole thing. I used to have the likes and the followers and the audiences, and these people are, what was my biggest complaint is me, because I've met a lot of people in person, and meeting them in person, they're not the same as they are on stage. All of this judgment of other people. I'm here to tell you the practice is to let all of that go. Let these people go. These people are not your business. And, quite frankly, noticing what someone else is doing, making a comment on it, or judging them, spiritual, why do I have to do much spiritual growth and others don't? You don't know what other people are doing, and you don't know about anybody until they're challenged. You don't know a person until they're challenged. So even pretending to know something about someone else, unless you are in their skin, living inside of their skin, you don't know them. And looking out and comparing is one of the deepest, deep-seated, rooted programs that is going to keep you stuck in a place of unhappiness. And let me tell you something. The world wants you to compare yourself to other people. The world wants you to look and see, oh, look at what they have. Look at their followers. Look at their program. Look at their platforms. And I'm here to tell you that the practice is letting go of all of that Nobody else, nobody is your business. The only person that's your business is the person in the mirror. So that's number one. So the practice is, and the other thing, is this person is in the future, just living in the future constantly. And when you're living in the future, there is no way for you to feel contentment in the moment. It's impossible, especially if your thoughts and your stories are, I'm getting older and how long is it going to take for this to end? You know, if you've listened to me, you know I'm on my sixth year. Did I say 6 years? 6 years of this legal battle with Sean Tanko in the Clark County probate community. 6 years. And now we have to appeal of the motion to dismiss. 6 years. And I remember thinking, wow, it's not going to be longer than 5 years. It'll be 5 years, it'll be done. No! It's 6 years and counting. So what is the universe trying to teach me? Does anybody know? I know. I hate them for it, too. No, I don't. But I sure do get bothered. No. You know, and that's the thing about growth and the uncomfortableness of it. You got to have some fun. You got to start lightening up. Lighten this stuff. Lighten this shit up, people. And this patience, having patience. Look at how long it took for the earth to form and humans to walk upright and to get to this point. And we're still evolving to a point where we're going to communicate with energy, our own personal energy. Who knows if that's going to happen? But back to the email. What do you do with the thought, fear, upset, frustration, anger about I'm getting older? How long is it going to take? Remember the first part of the show about the truth, true or false, and the stories and separating yourself from the stories, and who is saying as long as it's going to take? And listen, it's not your plan. Stop fighting. It ain't your plan. It's God's plan. And either you accept it and you practice trusting it, or you don't. And you are satisfied with it in this moment, in all present moments, or you're not. And this email is just an email filled with dissatisfaction about everything. And I can relate. I'm 68 years old. I don't see me running around here on the global circuit, jet setting from country to country. Not that I would want to do that. Oh, thank you for the update. No, but I've given up. It is really a giving up of, okay, God, okay, universe. I have both of my hands out now. Palms are up. Well, one hand has my glasses in it. But my hands are outstretched. Okay, universe, it's your plan. I give up. Excuse me. I willfully, hold on a second. I willfully give up. I'm not writing one more goal down. Whatever your goals are, whatever your intention is, whatever your agenda is with my life, I'm cool with it, universe. Whether I have an audience of three people or whether I have an audience of 3,000 or 3 million, it doesn't even matter. Whether I have an audience of three people and I'm 98 years old, it doesn't matter. I will be, thank you for that. I will be damned if I allow my ego to convince me of some kind of story of dissatisfaction. No, my dear audience, my dear, this email, this is a time question. Time is an illusion. Time you have an infinite amount of. Believe it or not, we have a finite amount of time in this dimension. That's true. But that's not all we are. So if you're limiting yourself, you're limiting for in this dimension, this is all I have, then yeah, you are going to feel dissatisfied. And you are going to, gotta do, what else, what's next? There's nothing wrong with what's next. What's next keeps you busy. What's next keeps you, keeps you moving. The only difference is when I'm asking what's next, I'm not going to try to figure out what it is. I'm practicing okay being with the uncertainty of not knowing what's next or when what's next is going to happen. I like them apples. Whew. Well, that's the end of the day's show. On a scale from 1 to 10, I want to ask you how important is happiness in your life? And if it's a 10, what are you practicing? And what's your definition of happiness? My definition is the ability to vibrate an energy, a personal vibration of contentment in all moments. Whew! That's the end of today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And now, it's a live show that I do, my son and I do every Saturday. It's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. We tried to make the title a lot longer, but we ran out of words. Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. Go on my YouTube channel, Rebecca Norrington, and it's episode 6. And I have to say that things are rolling. Things are moving, shaking and moving, which means absolutely nothing, you see. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter, R.L. Norrington, LinkedIn, and my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, I already told you about it. Yes, and my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the book that I'm writing now, it's going to be out in less than a month, called Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. Finally, a subtitle, Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. Wow, that sounds fascinating. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe, your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend, remember. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace and the more contentment you are going to experience in all of your moments. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLN?
you gon' feel good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Now,
that's what I'm talking about.
Time to get real.